Here's a story from The World.
Chinese consumers are being hit with a steady message today: don't buy your clothes from H&M. The boycott idea is a response to a statement that the retailer made about a year ago. H&M expressed concerns over reports of forced labor in the production of cotton in China's Xinjiang province. That's the region where the Uyghurs, a largely Muslim group, have faced steady persecution. Danny Russell's been following all of this. He's a vice president for international security and diplomacy at the Asia Society Policy Institute. Danny, let's start with the timing of this. The statements made by H&M about forced labor in China are months old, but this backlash comes days after a coordinated sanctions campaign from the U.S., the EU, and others against Chinese officials. Do you see this as related, as maybe even retaliatory?
It may well be, Marco. I mean, we're definitely seeing a sharp uptick in the speed and the aggressiveness of Chinese retaliatory behavior. Beijing, as you said, responded not just forcefully, but almost instantaneously to the announcement of the US-UK-EU sanctions. And they counter-sanctioned specific individuals in the EU, which is kind of noteworthy because what the EU did wasn't that dramatic. But even more to the point, it seems inconsistent with their efforts to get the China-EU trade deal that they negotiated ratified. In this case, you know, I think the intent is to have other U.S. companies and international companies reach the right conclusion. If they can get H&M to back down, Nike to back down, just like, frankly, a year or more ago, they got the NBA to back down after the blow up over Houston Rockets general manager tweet about Hong Kong.
Right.
Then we are going to see more of this behavior in the future, not less of it.
Is this a new strategy from China when it comes to criticism over its treatment of Uyghurs in Xinjiang to hit back at international business, or is this a continuation?
There is a longstanding current of Chinese seeking to harness economic leverage and economic might to defend itself in political terms and to shape the behavior of foreign governments, foreign companies. There are some things I think that are new. There is a much more deliberate and much more visible effort now to link political speech with the benefits of doing business with China and operating in China. Really zeroing in on companies has accelerated under Xi Jinping.
You served in the Obama White House, Danny, as a National Security Council Senior Director for Asian Affairs. Do you think there's a role for the Biden administration to play here?
There is. It's not easy. I mean, first and foremost, this is a pretty good advertisement for why the world needs a functioning World Trade Organization, right? The WTO, forming a unified front and ensuring a consistent response across governments, across geographic lines, and frankly, across industries is a necessary precondition for really exercising some influence and engineering some pushback. But, you know, I think, Marco, that right now multinationals are walking an ever more dangerous tightrope. As the U.S. legislates rules about what companies can and can't do with China, and China increasingly, you know, mobilizes state-backed boycotts to punish companies that follow the U.S. rules, well, you know, they're damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Danny Russell, Vice President for International Security and Diplomacy at the Asia Society Policy Institute. It's great to have you here. Thank you.
My pleasure, Marco.